Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for dialing in to No Days Off Kingdom Gospel Radio. You're now listening to The Word, hosted by me, Pastor Dorothea Patterson. Just want to thank everybody that's going to be listening on tonight. I want to open up in prayer. You know, I need God to, you know, just come in and give me strength. I'm a little tired in my body, but I will be pressing through on tonight. So just pray my strength in the Lord. So, Father God, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise, knowing that you are in the midst. You say, we're two or three gathered in your name, for you are in the midst. And we're gathered on this line tonight, oh God, in your name, oh God, seeking your face, seeking your voice, seeking your teachings on tonight, oh God. So release your spirit of truth on tonight, oh God. Put your words in my mouth, oh God, for you said that I don't have to think about what to say, but at the appointed hour, you're going to put the words in my mouth, oh God. So I want to be led by your spirit, oh Father God. If the spirit of truth rise up in me, the Holy Ghost rise up in me, oh God. Touch me and anoint me, oh God, on tonight, oh God, to bring your word forth on tonight, oh God. But touch everybody that will be listening on the line, oh God. Touch them, oh God. Open up their hearts that they may receive your word, oh God. That they may receive a word of deliverance on tonight, something that shall set them free, which is your word. Lord, we thank you in mighty Jesus' name. We pray. Amen, amen. But we just thank God for just being in the midst. We know that he is in the midst. We know that the spirit is way stronger than this body, way stronger than its flesh. So we thank God for his spirit that dwell within on tonight. So we come fighting against the kingdom of darkness on tonight. We come declaring war against the kingdom of darkness, for it has risen up against you. And if you are a believer, trust and believe, you are in a spiritual warfare. All of God's children are in a spiritual warfare. And on tonight, he's going to teach you how to be armored up and how to fight. You know, so many of us is fighting in our natural, in our own human strength. But God said this war is not fought in the natural. We don't war as the world war. But we have spiritual weapons on tonight that God wants to reveal to you. He wants you to know on tonight that he's with you. And tonight he will strengthen you and he will empower your spirit. He will give you strength to stand in the midst of the battle. And so I do have scriptures that I'm going to be bringing forth on tonight, because it's nothing like God's word. God's word is our sword. The sword and the word of truth is what is going to bring down Satan. The Bible said that Jesus came to destroy the works of Satan. And it's very important that, you know, we get a chance as preachers to open up our mouth and speak on behalf of God to make sure that we're preaching the gospel. He said, be ready to preach the gospel in season and out of season. So always be ready to preach concerning the kingdom, because Jesus preached, he preached it, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is before you on tonight, and we're coming and to do what Christ has commanded us, and he has commanded us to cast out demons. He commanded us to destroy the works of Satan. So God will empower you on tonight to do just that, because God says we have been coexisting with demons. We've been talking to demons, arguing with demons, fellowshipping with demons, you know, because we don't realize that demons do speak, that demons do have a voice. And sometimes you're speaking and you're fighting and you're arguing with these demons, these vicious demons, because demons is very vicious, and they come to break you down. So God wants you to understand this spiritual walk and this spiritual warfare, that we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but he was giving you power to cast out demons. He had given you power against every power of Satan. He had power and authority against every power of Satan. We come to defeat Satan with the word of God. Like I said, the word of God is our sword. That's our sword. That's what we're going to use to combat what Satan has thrown our way. You know, Satan, he designed his weapons. And even though he fashioned his weapons, God said that he's not going to win. You will not be defeated saith the Lord. And I just want to get, like, right into the word. There's so many scriptures. And, you know, I just want you to be empowered on tonight. And so we're going to deal with these demons on tonight. God wants to empower you. He don't want us to be ignorant of Satan's devices. Don't you understand that Satan has an army as well? That Satan has a kingdom as well, just like God. And God's kingdom is fighting against Satan's kingdom. See, but God is giving us power and authority. God is fighting on our behalf, but it is something that we have to do. We have to pray without ceasing. We have to put God's word in our heart and in our mouth, and we have to speak, and we have to rebuke Satan. God has empowered us with the power of the Holy Ghost to go out into the world, to preach the gospel, to heal the sick. You know, these are the works of Satan. You know, being sick in your body, that's the work of Satan. And Jesus said, I come that you may be healed. We're here to open up blind eyes. And he said even to raise the dead. You know, those that are dead, God said he's gonna touch them. And, you know, dead in your spirit, man. You know, he said that he pray, you know, that you have life. You know, his desire that you have life and not death on tonight. Some of us are spiritually dead, but we want to be awoken. We want to be alive. And so we're going to just get into the word today. Want to play a song, then we're going to come right back, okay? And I'm going to play by Hezekiah Walker, How Much You Can Bear, because God knows exactly how much you can bear.
Turn around and tell somebody, say, neighbor, Jesus knows how much you can bear. Come on, tell somebody else beside you, say, neighbor, whatever you're going through. Oh, come on, say it like you really mean it. Say, neighbor, whatever you're going through. This morning, Jesus knows how much you can bear. Clap your hands, everybody. Here we go. Come on.
Oh,
Yes, and he knows. He knows how much we can bear. He's not going to put no more on you than you can bear. I know sometimes you feel as though you can't bear it, you can't go through it, you know, but you can go through the trial. You can go through the tribulation because God said, I'm in there with you. I'm going to bring you through the fire. I know it seemed like, you know, while you're in the fire, that you're not going to come out. But he said in his word, he's going to bring you through the fire, and you're not going to smell like smoke. We got to go through the fire. We got to go through what it takes to be anointed. We have to do what we need to do to be empowered by the power of the Holy Ghost. But understand that Jesus did not send his disciples out to do this work until they was empowered. They said, do not go out until you're empowered by the Holy Ghost, until I empower you. And so once he empowers you with the power of the Holy Ghost, then he's going to send you out, and you're going to have power, and you're going to have power to cast out demons, and you're going to have power to do what God has called you to do. So know this, know that God is not going to send you to the fight not equipped. He did not send David into the battle alone, but he sent David into the battle with a whole heavenly host of angels that was helping him fight the battle. God was there. He is in the midst. We're just vessels being used. But know that our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, through the power of God. They're mighty. They're spiritual, God said. These are spiritual weapons that we have. They're not like men. They're not the armor that King Saul tried to give to David. But these are unique. These are spiritual weapons that God has given us. He has given us instructions to fight Satan. He has given us strategies to fight Satan in our life. We have to stay in the protection zone. We cannot stray outside of God, leaving doors open for Satan and demonic influence to come into our life, because the Bible said that Satan, he's looking and he's creeping and he's looking to see who he may devour. So he's looking for a door to enter into your life. But you have to keep it covered with the blood. The blood that protects us. The blood that keeps us, that gives us power. It's power in the blood of Christ Jesus. It's power in the Holy Ghost. It's power in being filled. So God, he wants you to know on tonight that he wants to empower you. You need to be empowered. We can ask, I'm telling you, every day pray for the power. Every day pray that God's spirit dwell within you. You want the spirit of the Holy Ghost to dwell within you and to operate and to move through you. You don't want to live a defeated life without God. Outside of God is defeat, but with God is victory. With God is deliverance. With God is peace. With God is healing and joy. This is what the Bible teaches us. And we're going to get into the scriptures and just see what God has to say, because I just love the word. He said, the word shall set us free. The word is God's voice. The word is God's instruction. And you have to go back and study to show yourself approved. You have to know the word for yourself. You want that to be the foundation. So when individuals are preaching the gospel or preaching the word, so they say, you want to make sure that it lines up with God. You want to make sure that you're being taught everything that is in the word. And one thing that was taught in the word was casting out demons. We must recognize when we are in the midst of demons. God is not always going to instruct you at that appointed time that you recognize the demon to cast it out. It may not be the appointed time for that demon to come out. That's why they said to Jesus, look, you come to cast me out, and destroy me before the time, because they are on assignment. They have time limits. And this is what God wants you to know on tonight. But we're coming to cast them out before their time. Their time is up. When God say their time is up, it is up. But we must identify demonic activity in our life. We're not identifying demonic activities in our life when, you know, unclean spirits is even in our midst. They come to cause strife and division and confusion and sickness and all of these things in our life, when it comes to disturb our peace, when demons are in your atmosphere, depression come. You know, we have to know when to get on our knees and pray, and know when Satan himself is attacking our families, attacking us, because Satan do attack. We are being persecuted. We are being attacked, spiritually attacked. So know and understand that we are not wrestling against the people that's physically attacking you, but these people have unclean spirits in them. They are demonic spirits that is arguing with you and sending you out and calling you out of your name and telling you that you're not a child of God and you're not equipped and you're the worst Christian ever and you're the worst mother ever. You're the worst father ever. You will never be nothing. You will never amount to anything. See, that's how Satan will talk to you. That's how these demons, because they hate you. They hate the children of God. They want to see us destroyed. Satan want to take as many to hell with him as he can. You have to realize, according to the Bible, that hell was not created for man. But the Bible said that hell was created for Satan and the fallen angels. But the wicked also will find themselves in hell. The ones that rise up against God will find themselves in hell. The ones that will not confess Christ is their Lord and Savior and follow him will find themselves in the lake of fire, according to God. But those that love him, those that follow God, God's children, those that are eagerly waiting on the coming back of Christ will be one back with the Father. And that is our mission. So we got to go out and we got to help bring deliverance to this world, because the demons is running rapid. They're running rapid and they're destroying people's lives. But it's by the word of God that these people are going to be set free, by the preached gospel. When Jesus went out and he preached the gospel, people were set free and delivered from demons and sickness. This is what happened when you preach the gospel, when you preach about the demonic forces that are out there, and so that people won't be ignorant. They understand, like when they go to the doctor, they want to know what's wrong with them. So when we and when they're sick, and then the doctor give them medication to be healed. So that's what it is when you go to the house of the Lord, when you come in the presence of Jesus, that he can tell you what is wrong with you, because he is the physician. He's the great physician, and he will be able to heal your infirmity. This is what he's saying on today. Through Christ Jesus, you're able to be healed and delivered from these demonic strongholds that is over your life. Don't you know that it is something after this? And Satan know very well his end, but he come to deceive the whole world, God said. He's deceiving you. He's deceiving me to think that he's not who he is, that he don't even exist. Well, he ain't going to deceive me, and I pray that he don't deceive you either on tonight, that your blinders will come off your eyes, that you will see God as for who he is, according to his word, and read the fullness of God's word, because, see, Satan wants you to be ignorant of the kingdom of darkness. See, God tell us not to dibble and dabble in the kingdom of darkness, to have no part with the kingdom of darkness. But when it rise up against you and it has your family in a stronghold, God said, pray against it. God, we destroy it. Elijah, he went and he destroyed the false prophet. He said, go, cry loud and spare not. He said, I've given you power and authority over Satan in his kingdom, his powers. Why do you think he's given you armor? He said, be armored up so that you may stand in the day that Satan comes, that you may stand against the wiles of Satan, because that day is coming. He said that we can tread on serpents and scorpions, and by no means shall anything harm us. For the power of life and death lies in our tongue. He told them to go out, cast out demons, destroy the works of Satan. He said, you're going to do greater works than me. This is what the Bible says. He said, be not afraid. Be not of their face, afraid of their faces. So we're not afraid. He said, fear not. Fear not. Faint not. He said, but be strong. Be courageous. Walk in faith, knowing that you're walking in power. That when you come in the mighty name of Jesus, you are already equipped because of power in the name. They got to flee by the mention of the name of Jesus. It's power in the name of Jesus. And when you come knowing that you're walking in the power of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Ghost, and in confidence knowing that everything that's not God, like God, has to back up. Satan can't do anything to you that God has not given him permission to do. God will allow him to test you. Yes, he will. It is written. He did it to Job. So he's going to do it to you. He's going to test your faithfulness. He's going to, and because he has confidence in you that you're not going to fold, that you're not going to faint. So he's saying again, I won't give you no more than you can bear. He did not give Job no more than he can bear. Job did not die in the midst of his sickness. God allowed him to be sick. God allowed him to, you know, death to hit his family. God allowed for his livestock and his money to be snatched away. God allowed trouble to hit his household. But he knew that this was going to be a working of his faith and it was going to strengthen him. And God gave everything, returned everything back to him, even more than what he lost. So this is how God operates. So don't be discouraged when, you know, God allows you to go through some things because he said, I'm going to restore you. I'm going to redeem you. It's just a test. Satan is just, you know, testing you. And it's being allowed. He has no authority over the children of God. The Bible just said and told us that we have power and authority over Satan. Those that walk with God, those that God walk with, because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. It is us that stray away from God. God never stray away from us. To go into a dark place. It is us that walk from under the covenant. You want to be under the covenant of God. You want to be covered by the blood. You don't want to open up door or give room for Satan to come into your life through the acts of sin, through the acts of unforgiveness. This is where he's really creeping in at. That's a big door right there. Satan is creeping in because we have unforgiveness in our heart and we're being used. We're being used. When you have unforgiveness, this is where Satan can begin to use you, and you'll begin to talk, and you'll begin to be his mouthpiece, because the bitterness and the thing that is in your heart will begin to come out, and it will begin to go out and perform things, because the Bible said the power of life and death is in the tongue. So you begin to speak things against people's households. And if people is not careful, other people will destroy their household just by speaking a word.
just by speaking even a false prophecy into your life. Be very careful. A prophet speaking into your life and you receiving what they're saying when they have not even communicated with God. God said they have not gotten that information from me. This is what God is saying. Let's get into the word. So it's saying Mark, and I'm going to just be going through these scriptures, not reading the whole ones, but I'm going to give y'all where I'm coming from so that you can go back and study them and know that these words are there. You, anytime you listen to someone doing a Bible study, you want to write down what they're saying and take it back to the word of God and study it, go deeper into it for yourself. So we're going to start with Mark 3 and 15, and it said to have authority to cast out demons. So he's given us authority to cast out demons according to Mark 3:15. He said, I've given you authority to cast out demons. He said in Matthew 10 and 8, he said, go heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. Freely you receive and freely you give. So he's telling you right here, I'm telling you to go out. Lay your hands on the sick. Heal the sick. Go raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers, those that are sick with disease. Out demons. And he said, freely I'm giving you the gift to do this. So freely go out there to do it. Go do it freely. Mark 16 and 17, these signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. He said, so these signs will follow those that believe. They will cast out demons. So why aren't we talking about this? Why isn't this like number one on our agenda? When it's written in the word of God, we want to shy away because, let me tell you, demons are destroying our life. Demons are destroying our home. And the Bible clearly say that is one of the things that we're called to do. Cast them out in the name of Jesus. Luke 11 and 20 say, but if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. So when we're casting out demons, know that if we cast out demons, with the finger of God, with the power of God. He said, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. So you've been delivered by the kingdom of God. That's why I said the kingdom of God is nigh. The kingdom of God is inside of you. The kingdom of God is here. That's what Jesus said. The kingdom of God dwells right inside of you right now. That's what God is saying according to his word. Though it's not somewhere that is far off. It's not a place that's far off. But it's a place that is here. It's a place that is right now. It's a spiritual thing God is saying. Matthew 17 and 19. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not drive out the demons? Well, he said, ye little faith. He said, because you had little faith. He said, how long will I be with you? So it takes faith. You got to have faith to know that the devil is going to be on flight, that the devil is going to be on the run. When you say, let me close this one, though. I got some noise and people. Yes, the devil is going to be on the run. When you open up your mouth, know that you have power. Know that you have authority. Speak this thing in faith. I have faith in God. I have faith in the word. Be not moved. This is what God is saying. We allowing Satan to move us. We allowing Satan to get us all in our feelings. No, don't let him get you. In your feelings, Acts 19 and 16, he said, and the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them and subdued all of them and overpowered them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. So again, you got to be empowered. You just can't go messing with demons and thinking that You have power over them if you're not empowered to do it, if you're not called by God to do it, if you're not a follower or a believer of God or coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Because we're doing this in the name of Christ. And I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen demons leap on people. We're not going to go there, but we've seen it with our own eyes. So you want to be very careful not to play with God, not to play church, because many of us are demon-possessed because we're playing with God and we're playing church and we're playing with the Holy Spirit and we're mocking God and mocking the things of God. And so, therefore, now we have given room for demons to dwell within us. So we've been tapped in to false glory and strange fire and these type of things. Matthew 7:22. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name cast out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? So again, many are going to be able to cast out demons, okay? They're going to be able to cast out demons. They're going to do all of this. You don't want your work to be in vain, but their heart was far from God. He said, in your name, and in your name we perform many miracles. So this right here, you don't want to find yourself in that day. He said, but remove yourself because I knew you not. He said, I never knew you. I never knew you. So they never had a relationship with God, but yet and still, they're casting out demons. They're performing miracles, but they're not of God. But he said that these things will exist. Matthew 9:34, he said, but the Pharaohs were, he cast out demons by the ruler of demons. And that's what they were saying about him. And he said in other scriptures, like, how can a demon cast out a demon? Because Satan's kingdom is not divided against itself. But it is, it's formed, it's formatted. They are ready. They're not fighting against themselves. You don't find demons fighting against demons. You find church people fighting against church people. And the ones that is fighting against each other, one of them got a demon in them. So it's not really you're being deceived. It's really demons fighting. It's something called a wolf in sheep clothing. And the wolf in sheep clothing, the wolf is the demon. The wolf is an unclean spirit side that is vicious. Very vicious. Very, 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 very vicious. Matthew 17:18. And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was cured at once, at that hour. This is what God has called us to. It's all through the word. He was casting out demons and children. So for us to think that demons only enter into adults, you know, we forget about the kids that are suffering. We forget about the kids that need to be delivered and set free. We got to go and reach our kids. Many of them are suffering. Demonic strongholds in their life. But God has given us power and authority to go. That's why we must bring our children to church, that our children may be in the presence of the Lord, and whatever that has been on them, or maybe got a hold to them in school or on a movie or, you know, or whatever it may be, that thing will loose. That they brought their children to Jesus. They carried their children to Jesus to be saved, to be delivered from sickness and disease and demonic spirit. The parents did that. But now these days, we got to go out. The Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me. Suffer not the little children. In Luke 11:14, and he was casting out a demon, and it was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and crowds were amazed, So he's performing this so that people will see, not for fame, but they know the power of God. That they know and they see the power of God, that he is a healer, that he is able to do exactly what he said he is able to do. And so this demon caused the boy not to be able to speak, to be mute. So we're dealing with demon activity again when we're looking at people that we think that may have some type of handicap, or they have a mental illness or a retardation, or, you know, Down syndrome, these type of things. In reality, we're dealing with children. We're dealing with individuals that may need to be delivered from demonic strongholds and demonic demons that have entered into their bodies, that is causing them to be mute, that they have a disability, not to be able to read, not to be able to speak, not to be able to talk, these type of things. And they were, and just like the men that was crippled, you know, in the chair, and Jesus said, get up and walk. He said, get up and walk. He said, you know, your faith is going to allow you to be healed. We got to have faith. Acts 19 and 15, and the evil spirit spoke and said to them, I recognize Jesus and I know about Paul, but who are you? Who are you? So these demons will, when you go to cast them out, they will challenge you and they will try to make you feel as though you have no power. You have no power. When you're coming, you can't come in your own name. He said, I recognize Jesus. That's why we got to come in the name of Jesus. You may not recognize who I am, but I bet you recognize Jesus. And I said, in the name of Jesus, come out of them in the name of Jesus. And it has to flee according to the Bible. So do not let demons intimidate you when you go to cast them out, because they're going to try to intimidate you. They're going to say all types of things about you. Trust and believe. They will do this. So they're going to test you. They're going to try to back you down because they do not want to leave that vessel. Just like when Jesus went to cast them out, they said, look, can we go into the pigs? Did you come to destroy us before our time? They do not want to have to look for another house. That's why we have to be careful too, because he said, go and sin no more. That house got to be swept clean, and that house got to be, and for the Holy Ghost to come in and now take room where the demon is at. So if they go out, they be delivered from the demon, and they're not filled with the Holy Ghost, that demon is going to come back. He said, because if you go and you sin, a worse thing going to come upon you. This is what the Bible say. So when you cast these demons out and they go and they still continue in their sin, he said, I'm bringing my buddies back. It's going to be worse on you now. So we have to really understand and not be ignorant to what is going on. In Matthew 12 and 27, if I by Beelzebul cast out demons, by whom do your son cast them out? For this reason, they will be judged. And they was accusing Jesus of casting out demons again by Beelzebul, by devils. I'm just reading. I'm going through the scriptures. Hallelujah, because God's word is going to set us free. He wants you to know who you are and what you're called to do. This is what we're called to do. This is what we're called to do. Satan, you're under our feet. Matthew 12 and 26. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? So how can he cast himself out? How can the devil cast out a devil? It can't happen. It will never happen. You'll see them manifest other spirits. You will see that happen, but you'll never see them cast out a demon. You'll never see them cast out a spirit. They're unable. It's impossible for Satan to cast out Satan. Luke 9 and 1, and he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to heal the and to heal disease. So he's giving you the power. You can have the power as well. He's also giving you the power. He said, I freely give you the power and authority. But you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You gotta live and walk according to the word of God if you want this power. This is the power that they don't want you to know about. Satan don't want you to know about the power to cast out demons. They don't want to preach about the Holy Ghost and the power that it brings because it would tear down Satan's kingdom. It's given. This is telling you that you got power over Satan. You think Satan want to see that? I want you to know that on tonight that you got power over him and you have authority to cast out demons. They have to listen to you. They have to obey you. Matthew 12:24. But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, this man cast out demons only by Beelzebul, the ruler of demons. This is what he was being accused of. Mark 3:22. The scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, he is possessed by Beelzebul. And he cast out demons by the rulers of demons. Again, so this is what they kept on saying. What they kept on saying, Mark 1:39. And he went into their synagogues throughout Galilee, preaching and casting out demons. So he went in the synagogues throughout all Galilee, preaching and casting out demons. So he went up into the church, preaching the word and preaching the gospel and casting out demons. This is part of ministry. This is part of Christ's ministry. This is part of the gospel. This is what he's called us to do. I'm going to read this. This is his word, not my word. This is what we got to preach. This is what we got to teach. Matthew 8:31. The demons begin to entreat him, saying, if you are going to cast us out, send us into the herd of swine. Luke 9:49. John answered and said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow along with us. And so, again, he just said in other scriptures, they're going to go ahead and cast them out in my name. They're going to do all of that. But at the end, I'm going to say, depart from me because I know you're not, because you didn't follow me. You didn't follow me. But you're casting them out in my name. You're doing it in my name. You're wolfing sheep clothing. John answered and said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name. Coming in Jesus' name. They're preaching in Jesus' name. They're saying, Lord, Lord. But he said, everybody that say, Lord, Lord, shall not enter into the kingdom. And why? And we try to prevent him because he does not follow along with us. They don't follow what we follow. But they're going to go ahead. He said, yeah, they cast them out. He said, go ahead and let them cast them out. That's what he told them. He said, let them cast them out in my name. Mark 9:38, John said unto him, Teacher, was saying the same thing. We repeat this up. Same story. We're going to skip over here. Matthew 17:21. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So you're not casting out no demons if you do not have a prayer, a lifestyle of praying and fasting. This is very important. This would be number one. You're not going to be empowered by the Holy Ghost if you do not have a life of fasting and praying. This is the truth. So don't think that, this is going to come easy. You're just going to not live the life and have no prayer in life, because prayer is powerful. Fasting empowers your spirit and me. I'm going to keep on going. Mark 6:13. And they were casting out many demons and were anointing with oil many sick people and healing them. This is what the disciples was doing. This is what God, this is what Jesus sent them out into the world to do. He said, I'm sending you out among the wolves. So there's going to be some wolves out there. He tell us that. Vicious wolves. He said, but I'm sending you out. You're a vessel being used. He's calling us. He commanded us to do these things. But we're just sitting, chilling, living life when God has commanded us to go out. And so many scriptures here tonight. He said, 19:13, but also some of the Jews' exorcists who went from place to place. He said, attempted to name over those who had the evil spirit the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, I adjourn ye by Jesus whom Paul preached. And that's not what God, you know, many of them was casting out demons by, in the name of, you know, Paul. But he said, but in, by my name, not by Jesus whom Paul preaches. So again, he is giving us instructions. And he talked to the church, he said, but also some of the Jewish exorcists who went from place to place attempting. Come on. He said, Luke 8:2. And also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and sickness, Mary who was called Magdalena, from whom 7 demons had came out. 7 demons had came out of this woman, and she followed Jesus. She was a faithful servant of Jesus. That's why it's important for us to go and cast the demons out and help set the captives free, because these people will end up following Jesus. A lot of them that were set free from these demons, and the Bible talks about when they were healed, they went and they were servants of God. They went spreading the gospel. They went spreading the good news about Jesus, telling everybody about the man that healed them and saved their life. Matthew 10:1, Jesus summons his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Again, and I know that it sounds like I'm saying, you know, these scriptures over and over again. I am, because I want you to know how many different places in the Word of God that he bring it up and that he mention it. So these are in different places in the Word of God. It's not just coming from one scripture, but it's coming from the teachings of Christ Jesus, where he's commanded that this is the gospel. This is called the gospel here. He said, go out and preach the gospel. And this is what it is right here, the Word of God. Luke 11:18, if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. Again, they're accusing Jesus. But again, state and kingdom is not divided against itself. Luke 8:30. And Jesus asked him, what is your name? And he said, legions, for many demons had entered him. So it's a lot of times it's more than one demon you're fighting with. Demons, they're not rolling by themselves. They're rolling in a whole pack. So you got to find a strong man. You got to find a leader. You got to find the head. And you got to, they got to come out in the name of Jesus. He said a legion. Legions. Legions of spirits. Come on, that's many of spirits. Luke 10:17. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. So he sent out 70 of his disciples, 70 of them, by twos, and they cast out demons. And they was excited. But he said, look, don't be excited that you're able to cast out demons. Be excited that your name is written in the book of life, because I just told you that many is going to cast out demons in my name.
But because they didn't follow me and they was not one with me, they will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So he said, don't be excited. There's nothing to be excited about. You know, people get puffed up, you know, when God gives them power to do certain things. He says, stay humble in that. Know that it is the Lord, knowing that you can do nothing without his spirit, but we get puffed up, you know, when we think we're, you know, we're powerful because we cast out a couple of demons. But understand, it's the power of Christ. It's because of his name. They're trembling because of Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, they have to go. In the name of Jesus, that's why they have to go. That's why they have to lose God's people. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Got a couple of more. Let me go. Because I also have some scriptures I'm going to talk and switch it up a little bit. Not much. Not much. We're still talking. Hallelujah, about the power of God and the authority that we have. Hallelujah, walking with God. 1 John 5:19, we know that we are of God and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Hallelujah. So we know that we are of God and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we have to fight and we have to come against that entity. We have to come against Satan. God has given us power over that. John 7:7, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it, that it, these are evil. So know that the world really hates God, really hates Jesus. He said, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me. Because I testify of it, that its deeds are wicked, that are evil. John 8:44, he said, you are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. And he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks, he lies. He speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and a father of lies. And again, so he, look, it's no truth in him. He is a father of lies, God said. And he said, you are of your father, the devil, because you desire to do your father's work. You desire to do what he did. You desire to be a murderer. You desire to walk in Satan ways. You desire these things. So that makes you Satan's child. John 14:17. That is the truth whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you. And you be in you, and will be in you. So the world don't know him. But we know him. We know God's truth. We have a relationship with him. We know God's word. We're not rejecting God's word. John 15:18, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this the world hates you. Understand that. It's nothing that you did. It's because you are a follower of Christ. It's because you're preaching the gospel. It's because you're pursuing the will of God. It's because you're walking in God's ways. The world, if you was of the world, they would love you. Everybody would love you. You know, when you was of the world, you know you was popular. But when you got in Christ, Everybody started dropping off like flies. I just know that's how it worked for me. You know, all my friends, everything, you know, some of us still, you know, speak, you know, cordially. But, you know, I don't hang out
with who I used to hang out no more. We're not doing the things. We don't have anything in common, I guess, is all I want to speak. Hallelujah. All I want to speak about is Jesus. All I want to speak about is what God has called me to do. Hallelujah. John 16:20. Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep. He said, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but the grief will be turned into joy. So we're going to have grief here, but God said, I'm going to turn it into joy. So don't be grieved. Don't be, you know, of the things that you're going through, the spiritual warfare that you are going through. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged, God said, in this fight. Stand. Let him empower you. We have a job to do, and we got to go out into this world. We got to recognize demonic influences when we encounter them. We have to know when we see a demon in someone, we got to know that we know that we know. But God has called you to do it. God has called the church to do it. And God is going to raise up his church. He's going to empower his church. He has to empower him with the Holy Ghost. We can't do nothing without the Holy Ghost. And I just want to thank everybody that is listening on tonight. I just thank you guys. And y'all just go and study the word of God for yourself. Get and pull these scriptures up, because that's why I gave you. You can always come back and write the scriptures down. You can always listen to any show. We have Pastor Todd Quasia. Her show comes on at 7:30 on Sundays, Kingdom Talk. Go back and listen to the shows if you have missed any shows. And we just want to thank everybody that is supporting the network, No Days Off, Kingdom Gospel Radio. We appreciate all of our listeners. We appreciate Pastor Todd Quasia for, you know, just taking out her time and bringing forth the word. She did a mighty word, a mighty teaching on tonight. I really appreciate it. It really lifted me up, helped me, a word of deliverance on tonight. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you, you know, for everything that you're doing. Lord, I pray that you continue to, you know, bless this network and to grow this network, oh God, that, you know, it may reach the four corners of this earth, that everybody may hear the gospel and we may preach the gospel, the unadulterated word of God, and that the spirit of truth may be loosed, oh God. And we just thank you. We glorify your name. We give you the praise because we couldn't do it without you. We give all glory and honor to you. We lift your name up. We're going to speak about you on this network. It's not about us, but it's about you. It's about saving souls, oh God. It's about reaching the nations, oh God, that souls may be saved and delivered, that we may go out and cast the demons out and destroy the works of Satan and empower your people. So, Lord, we thank you on tonight for just being in the midst. We know that you was here on tonight, and you spoke, oh God, a word, a powerful word on tonight that will go out, and it will not fall to the ground. These demons are about to be slayed and cast out in the name of Jesus. I'm so excited on tonight for what God is about to do and the great deliverance that is about to hit your town, your city, and your house. God bless. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson. You are listening to the word on No Days Off, Kingdom Gospel Radio. God bless, and I'll be back next Sunday at 8:30. Good night.